Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
One more matter to address today, because Rory McIlroy is going to tee off later on at Quail Hollow in North Carolina. This is his first return to major action since his sensational victory at the Masters last month. And to look ahead, I'm joined now by Joe Molloy, who's host of the Indo Sport podcast. Joe, thanks very much for taking our call today. We talked about the monkey being off Rory McIlroy's back after the Masters, and now we're back again, heaping the pressure on ahead of a major. But he seems very relaxed, doesn't he?
He does, I know. It's a, what have you done for us lately, Rory?
Exactly.
It's kind of the tone of the press conference. Yeah, he does. It's, I guess the big question with him at the moment is what now, you know? Because he was even asked in his press conference yesterday, like, you've no North Star now. What's the next 15 years look like? And he sort of said, well, I don't know, really. I'm going to go and try and win golf tournaments. So I guess we're looking on to see if one of two things, you know, the two extreme ends of the spectrum. If one, as you alluded to, Claire, he's sort of unburdened now and just unleashes his talent with a monkey off his back and pressure free, and he wins a glut of these things, which is entirely possible. Or if on, you know, some deep subconscious level, he's just kind of sated a little bit, and maybe motivation becomes a slight issue. And the game is littered with both examples. You have somebody like Phil Mickelson, who won five majors after the age of 35, Rory's age now. Nicholas won six. And by the same token, you've someone like Arnold Palmer, Tom Watson, who won no majors after the age of 35. So we've entered a really interesting period of his career, and your guess is as good as mine. He's certainly saying the right things, and I guess time will tell.
Yeah, I mean, time will tell is right. But just looking at him, you know, the pictures of him in the newspapers today and hearing his words, he does sound like a man who just is unburdened, you know, saying that he has done everything that I wanted to do in the game. Now, that either means that he's going to sit back and just be there, you know, journeyman. But we don't expect that from Rory McIlroy. We expect him to go out there and try and win the thing.
I agree. I think he's too talented, first of all. And I think, Claire, Rory's always talked about how he's not going to play competitive golf into his 40s or certainly 50s. He's in here. He's going to get it done and get out. That's his life perspective, or so he says anyway. There's a lot of us who say things, you know, when I'm 50, I'll do this. And then suddenly it comes around quicker than we think. But that's the way he talks about it. So I agree with you. I think he has the good sense to understand this is his sweet spot now. His game is in phenomenal shape. He's 35, but he's a very healthy 35. He's worked in the gym tremendously hard over the last couple of years. So I think he realizes this is his window, the next 4, 5, 6 years. And I suspect we will see more majors, plural, from him, which is really exciting. And, you know, he just looks happy. You know, he just looks like a guy, you know, and you know, small things. He was on Jimmy Fallon. You know, he's at a whirlwind a couple of weeks. The afterglow from the Masters is such. He was on Jimmy Fallon a couple of weeks ago, and like the crowd erupted, and there was this sense of a real crossover moment. I think everyone was texting each other on that Sunday saying, listen, I know you don't love golf, but you should probably put this on. It's kind of remarkable. Like he was even saying Elton John has been trying to ring him, and he keeps trying to get back to Elton John, who doesn't have a mobile. So he's always looking on his phone for a landline from Windsor. So he's had this kind of lovely whirlwind, but he looks like a man who wants to get back to business now.
Yeah, we miss calls from the plumber, and Rory misses calls from Elton John. Shane Lowry, of course, as well. He had that narrow miss last Sunday. We were all rooting for him, you know, watching on in agony as he was working through the final holes. How do you think he's going to get on?
Well, it's such a pity he missed out on Sunday, as you mentioned, in the kind of standard PGA Tour event. It can zap your energy going through like a match play type scenario, 18 holes, long week, and then you're disappointed, and it can just really zap you. So I hope he's had kind of time to recuperate emotionally as much as everything else. That was my one worry with him. Whereas Rory, who also played last weekend, was sort of in third gear cruising, you know, bigger days ahead. So we'll see. Look, Shane is at a point, Claire, where he has turned himself into a guy who competes really well at these majors. As you know, on Saturday at the Masters, he was right in the mix and fell away a touch and was bitterly disappointed. It just feels like he's on the cusp of having a big Sunday at a major soon. So it could absolutely be this week.
Joe, thanks so much. Great to talk to you again. Joe Molloy there, host of Indo Sport Podcast.